Perek Dalin. Now, three simple dinim with Ona. First is Echad Elokeach ve'Echad Mocher. The laws of Ona, the Torah protects both the Lokeach, the purchaser, as well as the Mocher, the seller, just because as the Pasuk said explicitly, Ki Timkru Mimkor Lamisacha O Kano Miyad Misacha. If you're selling or if you're buying, you're protected. Each one can't be sown who can't be ma'ana the other one. Fine, that's the first din. Second din is Yeshlen Ona. Both purchaser and seller both have Ona protection, or they're subject to Ona. Kishem Shona Lehediyat. Second din is the same way that a hedit, a regular person, it can be, you know, exploited, and therefore can claim under this clause of the Torah that's get reimbursed. Kach Ona LeTagar. That same goes by merchants. Just because I'm in the used watch business doesn't mean you can't trick me and sell me something too much price, or, you know, underpay. And once I realize my mistake, I can demand them to be reimbursed. It doesn't matter that I'm a merchant. The Havin, of course, says if you're a merchant, you should know what you're doing. No, maybe not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Ona LeTagar. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the merchants aren't subject to Ona because they know full well what's going on. The Gemara explains, we're not talking about just any old, you know, guy who buys and sells things. We're talking about a guy who is like a trader, you know, like a stock trader, and is trading merchandise all day long, buying and selling. Since they constantly got like a revolving door of transactions, he knows to the penny at all times what the going price is. You know, he's like on a gold exchange. He's not going to sell gold based on yesterday's price. He's looking in real time on the Reuters screen to know what to sell it for. He can't turn around and say, I don't know the price. Nope. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is a person who's an active trader in some given object, can't claim he didn't know, and he's protected by Ona. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is every Jew is protected under its Ona things. If he was exploited, he was exploited.
Would this apply to a garage sale?
Okay, that's a good question. Let me finish the mission, then I'll discuss the garage sale for you. Right? Misha Hutal Alav. Now, once the guy has had this trick foisted upon him, he's been misana, he's been exploited. So Yado Al Yona, he has the upper hand. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Shita, as we see here in the Mishnah. He is the author of the Mishnah. If it's a six, meaning it was worth six, and you charged me seven, or I paid you five, or I paid you five, yeah? So now, you're the victim of the Ona, you have the upper hand, you can choose. Ratza, if you want. Omer, you could say, Ten li mosai, give me back my money, right? In other words, I'm canceling the transaction. Oh, Ten li masha she onisani, or I could say, give me back the dollar that you over under charged me. Okay? So I can have my choice, either cancel the transaction, or ask for just to be made whole on the part that you cheated me out of. That's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Shita. That is, Rav Nassan disagrees with it, and the halacha is like Rav Nassan. The halacha is, no, if it's exactly a six, there's no way to cancel a transaction, but you could demand for the reimbursement. More than a six, transaction is taka batal. Now, that's that. Let me answer about garage.